6:35, you're listening to 100.5 FM. As you might imagine, the McVetties Hearth and Home text line is alive and well this morning, but this is how I feel, and I don't hold back from you guys. Never have, never going to start. And, you know, I got some legislators texting me and saying, we're in the minority. I understand you're in the minority. It doesn't mean you've lost your voice. For God's sakes. You're in the minority. You can't stop this, but you can speak out about it. My good God, you're an elected person, for God's sakes. Jesus. Mark Riley, D.D. Richardson, good morning.
Good morning. It's not hard to have press conferences, talk to people, get out there, get their voice out saying, hey, this is a bad idea. That may inspire their constituents to make calls
right
to other legislators. And maybe, just maybe, the light will go on and say, hey, we can't do this. Maybe we can turn a few of them.
Right.
There's really not a whole bunch of people, a large majority. I mean, they have the majority. But maybe we can turn enough to say, hey, we shouldn't be taxing ambulances. We shouldn't be taxing prescriptions. We shouldn't be taxing streaming services, and on and on and on.
Yeah, I mean, this is the most taxed state. It's so unbelievable. Think about it today. The roads are slippery. We saw people fishtailing. Somebody gets into an accident today. If this budget were in place and somebody gets in an accident today, the ambulance ride to the hospital from an accident they didn't do, they weren't being reckless, it just happened. Janet Mills gets 6% of that revenue. Think about that for a moment. If that doesn't wake and shake you, I don't know what the heck's going to. And if you guys on the Republican side don't want to come here, I don't actually care. I will still be here. But Matt's a good guy at GAN. Rick and George are good guys at WVOM. Go on those shows. But good God, speak out. Speak out. If you don't know what to say, call me up. I'll write it out for you and can just read it.
I think I heard something about daycare workers, a supplement for them or something that's getting cut. I mean, daycare is expensive enough. And if that goes away.
Well, they've overregulated,
yeah.
First of all, hugely overregulated the whole industry.
Yeah.
And they do nothing to help them. In fact, they say you have to take this many kids and we'll give you this much money. But, you don't get paid.
Yeah.
It's just crazy, you know. And how many daycares have called in to me, texted me on the text line, McVetty's text line, and said, you know what, state doesn't help. If I know a child's in trouble, I call Department of Health and Human Services. They don't get back to me. I mean, what are we spending all this money for? That's the question that people of Maine ought to be asking. What is happening here? She has grown. This budget is 11.6. It's going to pass. Republicans can't stop it. But they can be the opposition to it. They can be out everywhere. They can, if you don't know how to write an op-ed, for God's sakes, I had them printed all over the country in the 24 election. I would write them for people, send them to them, say, hey, look, put it in your words, and it would get printed in the paper. Write op-eds. If you don't know how to do it, I'll do it for you. For God's sakes, you have got to be the opposition to this. You cannot be silent anymore. She is wrecking Maine. And I promise you this. This is January 25. In January 26, there will be a supplemental budget, because there always is, and will be at $12 billion. Just as I said 6 years ago, when this budget passed the first time, we will be at $12 billion. And for what? Are working class people better off? If they are, well, that's not what they tell me. They tell me they can't make ends meet. Janet Mills is talking about the great growth of the Maine economy and all this stuff. Well, she's not listening to regular people. Maybe it's all those sycophants she employs with all this government spending. They are doing well. I read off three or four people making over $300,000 a year being paid by the state government, for God's sakes. Who in Augusta, what person in Augusta is worth $300,000? I can tell you there's not a damn one.
Ray, don't you understand the Maine economy is the Maine government, and there has been great growth in the Maine government. So, you know, she's right on target, right?
Well, you know what? You're right about that, Mark.
Yes.
You are right about that. And if that is the standard of measure, there's no question we're successful. Yeah. Because if growing government is the standard of measure, we went from $7.5 billion when she took over to 11.6, and we will be at $12 billion next January when the new supplemental comes out. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. You know what? It might just be me. It might just be me. Everybody else may think this is wonderful, but I do not. And I know what is going to happen. We're going to see more and more and more young people leave Maine as they've been doing since 1977.
Yeah.
And that's a statistical accuracy because we had 247,000 children in school. Today we have 170. That's a 70,000 school person drop.
Well, there'll also be some soon-to-be-retired people moving maybe to Florida or something like that. Couple 3 years.
I don't even understand what is going on here. I don't understand what's going on here. I just don't get it. All right, I'm gonna move on from this because I'm just so wired up about this. I mean, watching business people on social media saying Governor Mills chose unity in her address last night in a world of division. Are you kidding me? Why don't you tell that to the person that gets in the ambulance because they've had a car wreck, a heart attack, a broken hip, they hit their head, they're having a baby, and she's going to tax their ambulance ride 6%. That's unity? I guess if you're a sycophant, it is unity. But if you've got a functioning brain, I don't understand. So I don't know if you know this. You're not really a federal worker, are you?
You know, we're federal workers when it's convenient for them, and we're not when it's not. So
as you may have seen yesterday, President Trump offered 2 million federal workers the opportunity to retire early, get a buyout, about 8 months pay and some other benefits.
Yeah.
They expect they don't think obviously a lot of people are going to take it, but if 5 or 10% take it, it will save $100 billion a year. But he's tired of people. COVID is over. Not coming back into the office. So if you're not going to come back in the office, he didn't want you here.
There are some jobs that have been offered at my employment that have been offered an early retirement opportunity. My job is not one of them, but some of the positions have been offered something. But I have less than a year till I'm eligible to retire anyway. January 14, 2026. Not that I'm counting.
Not that you're counting?
No.
Are you getting out of here?
I won't retire then.
Oh, you won't? Okay.
It'll be a few years after. But at least I'll be eligible.
But it's good to know you
I'll
could
be
retire.
Eligible,
right.
Yes.
That is mentally satisfying,
and,
isn't it?
And when I do retire, we're looking at becoming snowbirds.
So half your time here, half your time there?
6 months and one day down there.
Yeah.
I don't know the significance of that, but. If you don't, maybe look it up.
Yeah. Well, the significance of that is just very simple. You don't have to pay her crazy taxes.
I'll get a pay raise, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it's just crazy. So anyhow, President Trump has offered 2 million federal employees what amounts to a buyout if they do not intend to return to work in person later this year. Four sources confirmed to The Hill that the emails are set to go out beginning Tuesday evening to federal employees informing workers they can retain benefits and be paid through September if they hand in their resignation by February the 6th. The buyouts are available to all full-time federal employees, excluding military personnel, U.S. Postal Service workers, and positions related to immigration enforcement and national security. The offer sparked concern among employee unions as well as some Democrat lawmakers who cautioned against accepting buyouts. Because if the federal employees go away, those Democrats and the unions lose all their power. It's not looking out for the people. Hey, if WLAB wants to give me a sincere buyout between now and September, today's January, I'm resourceful enough. I could use that money to come up with a new business and go do it. Let's go, baby.
Well, let me just say that I've been trying for years to work from home, and for some reason, they won't let me.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem to work out. But these people are...
Especially on days like today.
And yes. Joe Biden did everything he could to keep federal workers from having to come back to the office. When we were in D.C., Dee Dee and I were both commenting as we rode all over D.C., from Georgetown to Arlington to you name it, how many office buildings were empty.
Yeah.
And, you know, we own those buildings. We could repurpose those buildings. They could be, you know, we could sell them off privately and take that money and put it against the national debt. Yeah, I realize it's a trickle, but you know what? A trickle starts a stream. You know, we could repurpose those buildings into housing and all kinds of stuff. But Joe Biden's world, which he, you know, signed a deal, they don't have to come back to work until 29, which would be after Donald Trump is gone out of office. Those buildings stand dormant, which means they'll go into dilapidation because that's what happens with dormant buildings.
Yeah, government doesn't upkeep
things. They don't keep, even when they use them, they don't keep them up well. And why are government employees not having to come to work? I mean, I don't get this. Everybody else does. Everybody else has to come to work. I mean, I can do my show from my home. I have done that before. When I had COVID, I did my show from my home. I could do my show from my home. But being in the studio is better. It's better for the show. It's better for the guests who come in here. The nuances are differently. So I come in here. I could do it from home. Today would have been a good day to do it from home.
Yeah, stopping into the studio at home would be going up a hill I don't want to go up.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because we have slippery wet leaves there anyhow. But my point is, today would have been a good day to do it from home. But that's not what's best for the show. So I show up. Why is it government employees are special? So they're all freaked out. You know why they're freaked out? Because Donald Trump has made a very reasonable offer to people who don't want to work. We will pay you through September. We will pay your benefits. And if about 5 or 10% of the people take this, it'll save the country $100 billion, which in the real world is real money.
Yeah.
And they're all free. Everything he's doing, they're all freaking out about. These are all things he told everybody he was going to do. He said the federal workforce will come back to the office. He said those things. He ran on those things. And this is why, you know, we love him, because he's trying to protect the American people, and he's trying to lessen the stranglehold the federal government has on this country. You know, our founders did not want this. They did not want this. And Franklin Delano Roosevelt is the one that caused this. And I know the country was in a great crisis, but he created all these programs, all this social welfare that were for a temporary circumstance, the Great Depression. And it's become, you know, what it's always become, what Ronald Reagan said it was. The only thing in the world you can't kill is a government program.
Oh.
They don't die. I don't know. I'm tired of it. By the way, did you see this? And I thought it was great. Trump has asked Elon Musk to go rescue the astronauts because apparently we can't do it. So he has said, use SpaceX and go rescue those astronauts so they don't have to stay up in space any longer. They've been there. When they're supposed to come home, was it April or May?
I'm not sure.
Well, it's about 9 months since they were supposed to come home.
They're not going to be able to walk for a while.
Yeah, exactly. Being up in space that long. So Trump has asked Musk, can you go get them? Because apparently NASA can't. So why do we have all this money going to NASA if they can't even go get our people?
Yeah.
I mean, at some point, somebody has to ask the question that has a lot more juice than I do. What are we doing here?
Yeah, when you spend money, there should be some results. I mean, if there's not results, well, guess what? That's probably not a good place to spend money.
Yeah.
It's not that hard of a concept, really.
No, it's not that hard of a concept. We spend money, and we should state why the money is being spent and what the intention will be when the money is spent. NASA can't go get these astronauts. Why is that? Hell, we should ask the Russians to do it. They can seem to get up the space station. You know? In a moment of cooperation, as we end the Russian-Ukrainian war, we have asked the Russians to assist us. In a moment of universal humanitarian cooperation, to go rescue our astronauts that we've stranded in space. It is just me. I know it's just me. I know nobody else gives a crap about this. I know that.
We fix people by fixing their car. I like being part of that.
It's a great feeling knowing that you've done something that looks good and you know the customer is going to be happy with.
We're doing great. I love my job. I love what I do and all my coworkers.
All the women that work here are fantastic and they want to be part of something bigger.
My future looks great at Moody's. The sky's the limit here.
If you're looking for a job and a great opportunity in a career, we're hiring at Moody's.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Paid for by Estella's Pharma.
WLOP-FM. WLOP. Greater Portland.
Greater Portland's 100.5.